Before we do, ladies and gentlemen, it is time for Brittany J's tea for the day.
Yes, Ian, today, Drake, he opened a training center for the Toronto Raptors.
Yeah?
It's called the OVO Athletic Center.
Wow.
He stands for them.
But why? Why didn't they open their own?
I went to look up, because I feel like he's like a 2% owner or something. Like, he's so invested in them.
Yeah, he's really invested.
So invested in them. Like, so he did. I don't know if it comes with staff or anything. The record's like 48-20. Is that good?
Yeah, they
that's good. They're pretty good.
Have a really good
record.
So
it was a good investment.
Yeah, it's a good investment. Are they leading the East? Well, they're close to being.
They were on the top. They were on the top of the list. I don't know what that means.
Yeah.
Okay. Speaking of bad investments and maybe good investments, August Alsina, he was sued for eviction. The owner of the mansion he's renting in says he's behind on his rent by $20,000. He agreed to pay $10,000 a month, and he stopped paying in February. The owner gave him a 3-day notice at the beginning of this month, so now the owner just wants him evicted and to collect that coin. I feel like, is a month a good enough time? Like, how long do it take to get evicted? Because I went a few months one time, and before, and we just had to settle out.
Okay.
Me and the landlord, just had a discussion. So there's no eviction on my record, though. But I don't know. So what I think I don't understand about rich people is, like, I know he has a lot of issues emotionally and mentally, like he's been open about, but why don't they pay their bills? Like, why doesn't Tiger pay for his cars? Why did you skip out on your rent? Like, I don't understand that when you have the money.
I don't know. That's a good question.
I mean, it's pretty simple to me.
Yeah.
What is he doing?
Like, you have the money paid.
August who?
Okay.
Yeah.
Him. Maybe he could have taken out a loan from the Smiths. He's really tight with Jada. Come on. August?
Oh, God.
Jada Pinkett. They're friends.
She got the coin.
She got the bag. All right. So anyway, Lori Loughlin, a.k.a. Aunt Becky, the college bribery situation she's involved in, she was released on $1 million bond. $1 million. That's what you get.
What?
So far, now there's an update to the story. So far, there are two students who were rejected by Yale and USC. They're suing the administrator, Rick Singer, and eight colleges involved. So they said that unqualified students got admitted to highly selected universities, while students who played by the rules and did not have college bribing parents, they were denied admission. So they want to turn it into a class action lawsuit and get other people who were denied admission involved. I'm here for it.
Yep.
Both of these students did get into Stanford and say their degrees are devalued by the racketeering charges. So I'm here for it. I hope they get as many people involved. I wish I would have applied to these damn schools. Have a chance.
Lock them up.
I could have gotten to Yale at one point, though. They had offered me something. But I went to Howard anyway, so maybe I can get involved. You think I could just throw my hat in the ring? Toss it in the ring?
No.
Well, F you too then, bitch. All
right, so I say Singer, try it, Brick.
I'm looking for a come up out here. I want either Conor to hit me, Mayweather to hit me, or toss my hat in the damn ring.
Brittany, come up, Jay.
All right, you feel me? I'm trying. So anyway, the guy, Singer, he copped a plea to the racketeering, money laundering, tax conspiracy, and obstruction of justice charges. He copped a plea. He's facing up to 65 years in prison.
What?
I guess as long as he starts snitching, which I'm sure he I saw the video of... I saw a video of him and he looked like a snitch. So I feel like he's gonna just like this face. Like the way his face is held, the way his hair. He looked, the shirt he had on was wrinkled. Like, it was just wrinkled in a snitch type of way. So I just feel like he's gonna snitch. So this dude actually shot.
I didn't know it was snitch attire. I didn't notice.
I didn't know
it was a dress code for snitches.
Just tell, like, as soon as they be like, "Oh, we can give you less time," he be like, "Here's a name. Here's
and
a
here
receipt,
in the snitch line of apparel."
Like, I can just tell.
I understand what she's saying. It's
you
like
know, it's
when you look,
look
at somebody. He looks like a cop.
He looks like a snitch.
He
don't look like a fed. He looks like a snitch. Like, he's just the scary. All right, so this guy, Singer, he actually shot the reality show about the pressures of families trying to get their kids into college, but it never sold. But then you have some nerve to be the person that's putting the pressure on these parents, and now you want to do it. You try to do a reality show. That's why I didn't get bought. But either way, I know he's going to snitch. So moving on, lastly, Jussie Smollett, he went to court today and pled not guilty to all 16 of them disorderly conduct counts. And he's scheduled to go back to court April 17th. I made it through the TR. I turned the mic off.
All right. With that being said, tell them why you're mad in the next hour. Down. Keep it right here. It's hot.
WZMX. WZMX HD1 Hartford. Thanks for sweating it out with DJ Rex and the Big Man. It's the Midday Workout every weekday afternoon on Hot 93.7.